Good morning. We continue with our study of the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. And at this point, after having warned us for the last couple of days about the evils of Lashon Hara, now he's going to start the style that's going to be utilized throughout most of the Sefer. That is to say, each and every day, the Chafetz Chaim is going to focus on one, two halachos, and that's going to be the order of the day. So he starts off just by listing just what the prohibitions of Lashon Hara are. And so he begins with the section he calls Lavin, the prohibitions that come along with the recitation of Lashon Hara. And he warns us in the process, a person needs to recognize just how many virus there are. Hamraga b'chaviru over below sase. When a person goes ahead and he turns it around and spies on and shares information, he is in violation of Lo Selech Rachel Ba'amecha. He's in don't allow a talebearer to walk around among you. So the question has to be raised, what's a talebearer? So what is a Rachel? So a Rachel is a peddler. And the Chafetz Chaim explains that a peddler is somebody who collects information about what people say and what they do, and he carries it around to other people. He says, this is what this guy said about you, this and this is what I heard about Plony that he did to you. Even if it's true, it destroys the world. And there's a bigger Aveira, and that's Lashon Hara. And what's Lashon Hara? He just speaks badly, even if he's telling the truth. But if he turns out that he's lying, so he's speaking Motzi Shemra. So the first three phrases we need for the day are Rachil. Rachil is a peddler. There are such a person walks around and just shares information that was spread. There's Lashon Hara, which is included in that prohibition, and that's a person who speaks badly about somebody, even if he's saying something true. And then there's somebody who says something that's not true, where really what he's trying to do is just to create ill will. A person who speaks this way about other people is also violating the prohibition of the Torah, Lo Sisa Shem Hashav, which is to say that he should not speak a false name. And we say, Lo Sasi, don't carry a bad name. So a person turns around and carries things around. He's only creating enemies, and he's going to destroy the world. And we have a responsibility to make sure that we're not included in these terrible averos. So again, for the day, our magic words are Rachio, which is a peddler, Lashon Hara, who peddles advice and information that may be true, but it's just poorly stated. Motzi Shemer is somebody whose goal is just to say bad things that are not true. And then we also have this idea of Lo Sisa Shem Hashav. There are things that we can do to improve ourselves. Have a great day.